There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're in Dickinson today at Marathon Oil for the North Dakota Petroleum Council to tell you about Pick Up the Patch events that are happening all over the patch. They've actually started already, I think, the Newtown they got going last weekend. Of course, today it starts in Dickinson, goes for the next couple of weeks. There's a cleanup day here in Dickinson, so we'll meet some of the folks from Marathon Oil that are organizing a small army to get out there and do a cleanup effort today. We're going to meet some folks from the Dickinson Fire Department that are thrilled this is happening in this community, and lots more coming up on What's On Your Mind. We're chatting with Jim Casper. Jim is the chair of the Government and Veterans Affairs Committee in the North Dakota House, talking about the legislation that was signed yesterday now into law authorizing the expenditure of up to $5 million in funds, $4 million of those out of the fund, and $1 million from privately raised donations from the fund set aside for operations on the Capitol grounds. In this case, it would build a new governor's residence. And a lot of calls waiting that we didn't get to in the last two segments. We asked Jim if he'd stick around and take some more of those calls. So appreciate you doing that, Jim. I have a couple questions, too, but I'm just deferring to the callers here because they come first. All right, so Chris in Bismarck, you're next for Representative Casper. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I do agree that we do need a new governor's mansion. I don't think it needs to be $500 million or whatever it is. But I do think that with the new Heritage Center right on the Capitol grounds, that the public displays and the entertaining could be done in some of the gorgeous rooms over there, not in the actual house. So that would cut costs dramatically. But the other thing I wanted to mention was I am a Republican and have voted for the same legislators in my district the whole time, which, Representative Casper, you are one of them.
Oh, thank you.
And I have to say I'm just so disappointed in how the whole final bill has not been passed. I feel like that whole thing is a bunch of kids bullying one another to get their way. I think that the Blue Cross Blue Shield and Sanford thing has been, I really believe it's politics that is holding that back. I think that Sanford, the RFP was sent out, Sanford won. I've read the Sanford, what they're going to offer our state employees, and it's as much, if not more, than what Blue Cross was offering us. I'm not a state employee, but my husband is. So I am a benefactor of the insurance plan. I was nervous when it was first taking over, but I read through everything. And I believe that there's politics, because I'm sure Blue Cross people were donors to political parties and political legislators, and that's what the big factor is coming down to. And it's really disheartening to see it not being finalized. I feel like the North Dakota PERS board did everything the right way, and this should be over and done with. And I don't understand why there's this bullying going on. It just seems so outrageous to me.
Well, Chris, couple of observations. The first one, the Blue Cross Blue Shield people have not done any interfering whatsoever that we've been able to see, at least I have not seen as a legislator. They have accepted the fact that Sanford was awarded the contract, and they have not tried to disrupt anything. So I want to put that fear to rest. The second thing is the contract that the PERS board accepted was and is different than the contract that we had in effect when with the Blue Cross plan. There's some features in the new plan that will require employees to have to go through some steps to be able to obtain the providers that they may like, that Sanford operates differently than Blue Cross does and has for the last 30-some years that they had the plan. The bill that is in contention simply says that the new plan, because it is claimed to be the same as the old plan, needs to be as the same with the same benefits as the old plan. Sanford, you're correct, has said in public testimony this week, in fact, that the plan is the same and they will operate it the same. If that's the case, then there should be no reason that they would fear putting that into law, that the plan has to be the same. The second thing, which is a bigger issue, I think, is the network for providers that are in-network out of the state of North Dakota. We have many, many, many employees who have retired and live in other states. And the Blue Cross plan has a Blue Cross network with all 50 states, which really generally give people wherever they live or wherever they travel the opportunity to be in-network for provider systems. The Sanford plan does not have that vast network yet. They can rent preferred provider networks and obtain coverages, but it is not quite as big, we don't think. So what we did in the bill, it simply said that the people who are out of state would have to have the same access to in-network benefits as they currently have. That is not an indictment against Sanford. It's simply stating that if the contract is the same, we want it to be the same. The other area of contention is called a PBM. That's a pharmacy benefit manager. All health plans have a PBM. They're the parts. That's the company, and it's generally a separate company that administers the pharmacy part of the plan. The pharmacy benefit cost for the PERS plan is going to be roughly $100 million every 2 years. And what we put in there was an audit that the PERS board would do every 2 years to be sure that the pharmacy benefit management company was operating according to what was disclosed and signed in the contract and according to good business practices. The Senate does not like that part. We believe it's for the protection of the taxpayers and the employees of the state of North Dakota. So those really are the three major contentions besides changing the board of PERS slightly to add some legislators. We could not come to agreement. The Senate has a position has been, we believe that Sanford, we believe what they say. The House's position has been, we believe what they say, and in that case, if we put it into the law that they have to do it that way, there should be no problem. That's really what this is all about. We will resolve the issue. We will resolve it before June 30th. We just could not get it done, and we were at a loggerhead, and rather than waste everybody's time for the next 2 days, we decided to adjourn. Let some time go by between now and when we have to take final action. We'll take final action. We'll get it resolved, and this will be taken care of. So that's sort of what was happening behind the scenes.
Appreciate it, Chris. I'm going to go quickly here because we have other calls waiting. Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Jim Casper. Are you there, Gary? We're going to need Gary to turn down the sound on his radio there, and we'll come back to you after Leighton and Minot. Go ahead, Leighton.
Hello. I have a question. How come the governor's mansion or the house was let to get run down, that you have to actually tear it down? How come there wasn't upgrades like over a period of years done to keep it up? It seems like with some public buildings, schools, different things, it seems like they get let run down so much. And then my second question is there some, it's different than the subject, but is there some money appropriated for the roads around the Minot area and north of Minot, say particular Highway 5, that the voice, the Highway 2 coming in on the bypass here in the Minot and Highway 5 that has a lot of trucks that service the oil field? Is there any money appropriated for those roads?
Leighton, I'll answer the last question first. There was, at the beginning of the session, we appropriated about $1.2 to $1.3 billion for roads and infrastructure in western North Dakota, and I know Minot and the Minot area is included in that. We did appropriate another, I believe, $200 million or so for roads, and then we have money appropriated around the whole state for road upgrades and so on. So the Department of Transportation you know, sets the priorities on which roads they're going to work on first. So that would be up to them, you know, how they'll do that. I'm sure if those roads are in very poor repair, that should be a priority. On the rundown of the residents, there has been money over the years that has been put in to upgrade it. But when you have a building that's 60-some years old that was built under different circumstances than we have today, water problems, you have mold problems, and then the big thing is the location of the residence. It's so close to the street, the security issues there, they're just not there. And so when you look at all the factors that have gone into making the decision, it didn't make any sense to our committee nor to the entire legislature to spend roughly $3 million to repair and fix it compared to up to $5 million to build something new.
Is this a politically, you know, one of the reasons this hasn't been done, to Layton's point? I'm up against another break. We'll do one more call that's waiting, and then we'll let you go. Jim, I apologize, but I appreciate your kindness with your time here today. We'll get Gary on the road next, and he can answer my question, and we'll wrap up. Coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hannon here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And Dickinson, we're at Marathon Oil today. Going to meet some of the good folks from here. We're talking about pick up the patch efforts that are cranking up today, actually, for the folks at Marathon Oil. And tomorrow, another big group of folks doing it. And pick up the patch efforts all across the patch. So stay tuned for that coming up. Brought to you today by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, live from Dickinson today. Jim Casper didn't know what he was getting into today when I asked him to join us.
Well, it's sort of a good review of the session, Scott. So I don't mind at all. I appreciate visiting with with your listeners and try to get some information out there from my perspective, at least.
Yeah, exactly. And I did, these calls been waiting, so I did want to give them a chance to get in. But what I was trying to get at before the break is this is naturally political, right? I mean, this has been brought up before and shot down. I know that Governor Dalrymple, I think last session, said, hey, I'm not for this. I don't want it to happen. No governor wants to be seen as wanting a better home or better residence for the taxpayers, right?
Well, that's true, but you know, we have to remember this, Scott, that residence is really the home of the chief executive of the state of North Dakota. So it is the people's house, and it just is occupied for a period of time by whatever governor that we've elected. So, and it's you put the current governor, whoever he or she might be, in a difficult position. You know, I've talked to former governors, and they all are saying, you know, we should have done this a long time ago. They haven't come out and publicly said that, but privately I've been told that they're going to get involved, a number of them, in helping to raise the $1 million. I don't think we'll have any problem there. This was a bipartisan vote when we passed the bill this session. Again, we just have to get the message out that this is not coming out of funds that the taxpayers are paying directly out of their pocket. It's not coming out of the general fund dollars. It's a special fund that we can only use to improve the Capitol grounds. And it was time.
And, you know, to that earlier caller's point, why did this take so long? That's the reason, isn't it? Just because
it's
politically...
Well, the reason is we didn't have the money. We didn't have those oil wells, Scott.
Oh, okay.
I introduced a bill in 2007 to build a new governor's residence for $3 million, and I was unsuccessful. And back then, the building grounds capital fund was very small. We now have 24 oil wells that are producing ongoing revenue, and there's going to be a whole lot more additional revenue coming. So we now have the funds. I think that was the holdup all along.
I got it. Okay. Gary, thanks for waiting. You're next for Jim Casper. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen, and Mr. Casper. Thank you very much for taking the extra time. I appreciate that. My point, I guess, is I have no problem with the dollars involved. I have no problem with building a new mansion. I live probably about 8-10 blocks away. I drive by pretty much every day. The point I want to make, though, is in the past we've talked about all of our kids are leaving the state, and how do we bring them back? When they do come back and they are architects, they are owners of construction businesses and such like that, then it comes time to put a bid in on such a big project like this for the state, to showcase the state, to showcase what we do and how we do, but we give it to outside the state companies, architects, construction companies, you name it. I drive up and down the highways on a daily basis, and I see out-of-state companies constantly taking care of our roads. Do we not have qualified people? Do we definite people that can take care of this and bid? And if it's $1,000 or $100,000 higher than the lowest bid, work with that contractor. Do not let this put it into your bill or amend your bill. Only North Dakota companies. I heard something about Valley City mentioned by an earlier caller. Is that company a North Dakota company, or did you just give this away again to an out-of-state company?
Valley City thing was,
and I'm going to listen to your answer. Thank you very much.
Kerry, the Valley City thing was just legislation that allows a building to be built on Valley City State Campus. As far as the bid for the services, when you put a bid out like that, you have to allow out-of-state entities, if they so desire, to provide their proposal. I would venture to say it would be very difficult for the Capitol Grounds Building Committee to not select a North Dakota architect and North Dakota contractors. We've got great architects and great contractors in our state, but we do have to allow anyone that wishes to provide a proposal to be able to bid. We can't preclude that.
All right, I hope that answers your question. One more call, and it's from Vern on the road. Vern, you're up for Jim Casper. Go ahead.
Morning, but it's all been said, but I've been holding, so I'll just throw it out there. 52-year-old male Grand Forks resident, born and raised in North Dakota. Mr. Casper, I've been in the plumbing, heating, HVAC construction business for 26 years. I can show you how to save money on the new house. We do need a new residence for the entertainment, I agree, but we don't need to spend $4 million. I am a beneficiary of the Blue Cross Blue Shield. My wife is a state employee. Mr. Lindgren, when it first changed, come out and said, as for now, Sanford will honor where you want to go. In Grand Forks, if we want to go to Altruth, We can now, but in a year, if we go to Stanford, we have to cross the state line, go to Minnesota. So that falls in the same category as these people saying it needs to be a North Dakota company to do the new house. No, when you limit to that, that's how you spend excess of money, because the bidders can bid their add their bids. I bid every day. So you have to open up and let the best qualified and the lowest bidder with the reputation and can get bonding to get the project. I do not believe it needs to be a North Dakota company. A lot of North Dakota companies employ people from out of state, and the tax money leaves the state anyway. So, thank
you. Well, Vern, I appreciate your comments. Let me just add this, Scott. I forgot to mention this. When Stanford was awarded the contract, they did not have a contract with Essentia that is here in Fargo. And so our committee indicated to them, as did the rest of the legislature, that they really need to enter into a contract with Essentia. Now, the good news is they have finally negotiated that contract. But up until a couple of weeks ago, Essentia was not in the Stanford network. It now is in the network, which will be very, very good news for people here in Fargo and the surrounding area.
Yeah, good point. Quickly, to his point, I'll help you save some money. I know this is up to $5 million. What does it buy? What is it buy, and how does that
I would suspect the building committee will come up with the specifications. I would think we're going to be looking at a residence in the area of 10,000, 12,000 square feet. We'll be looking at an events a part of that residence that could probably accommodate 100 to 150 people. One of the earlier callers talked about the historic society that is over there, and that's a fine facility, and a lot of entertaining is done over there. But this is for more small, intimate groups where the governor might want to host. Maybe the premier of China would come, or maybe someone from Japan, or, you know, from Taiwan, whatever. You'd want to be able to have a contingency in your residence and showcase your residence, and that's what that's all about. And the people of North Dakota, when they want to come and visit the governor's residence, they ought to be able to have a place where they could feel comfortable, because a residence is a private part. So those specifications will be provided, and then the bidding will go on. And as I said earlier, Scott, a big part of the cost is going to be the security system outside of the residence, as well as the parking and all the other things that go into protecting the governor and the first family, so that we don't have a terrible event happen to our first family, as has happened in other areas across our state. We are across our nation. We just want to be sure that residence is safe.
All right, and it sounds like we need another program down the road to settle out this PERS thing, because I know there's a battle still waging there, as you said, with a little cooling off period necessary there. We'll do that on another day, but appreciate
we'll
your...
We'll get that job done, Scott. That'll be done before June 30th, and everybody will smile and say, okay, we're ready to go.
All right, thanks, Jim. Jim Casper, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for all the calls. Didn't get to all the emails. Busy day today. Back with more from Marathon Oil and Dickinson next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological biological system called the human body. And if you like the bright side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Back at Marathon Oil Dickinson today. Thanks for all the calls, by the way. I thought that would probably be a 10-minute segment to get some facts on the governor's residence, and obviously there were questions on that, and also on the one piece of business that's not yet completed, the budget for PERS, and the battle behind the scenes on that, and a lot of your questions on that. And that's why we're here. So thank you for that, and sorry we didn't get to all of the emails and questions. I've got all your notes here. Including from an employee of PERS who is not able to call but doesn't like what's going on and thinks that there's some shenanigans there. And we're going to spend some time on that one before that's done. As you heard Jim say, they wanted a cooling off period, but we'll get back to that for sure. But I heard what I needed to hear on the governor's residence. I was one of those going, what's the deal? And number one, it's from this fund dedicated for this. That's the most important thing, right? It isn't as though it's coming from some other expenditure. It's capital ground. So, and it sounds like the place is in total disrepair. Could they build it for a little less? Yeah, and I think our time to weigh in on that is when the design comes out. So we'll tackle that. Also had an email from a listener, David, that really liked the comments that Linda had emailed earlier. We started today with an email from Linda on the whole debate over how we got to this place where things like what's happening in Baltimore happen. And he said, can I get a copy of that? It's already on my Facebook page. I also put it on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page, too, so you can find it there. The folks from the North Dakota Oil Can Program are part of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, help organize events all around the state to pick up the patch. We call them pick up the patch, but it's actually in all kinds of communities in and outside the patch. In fact, Bismarck has an event scheduled as well. We're in Dickinson today. Just wanted to have you meet some of the good folks from Marathon Oil and learn a little bit about the community involvement. These folks work for Marathon Oil, but they're organizing vendors and partners of the Marathon Oil and putting together really an event take on this effort, which is pretty darn cool, I think. And no small endeavor. There are about 100 folks out there today that are tackling a five-mile stretch from the Marathon offices here, which is north of Dickinson on Highway 22, all the way back south to the interstate. That's 5 miles, so it's no small deal. With us today is Brian Garr. Brian, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Nice to see you. Nice shirt there, by the way.
Thanks.
Have you been out there picking up the patch on that shirt? You got a bright orange shirt on.
Yeah, I used this one last year and thought I'd reuse it again this year. So
it's working good. He's got the neon orange, and Cammie Annie is here. Hi, Cammie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And you're wearing the bright yellow.
I am.
Very nice. And Zach Weiss is here, our host, too, today as well. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Good, good. I got the vest on.
So he's got a little orange, a little yellow. Yeah, I'm a little jealous here in my black polo shirt. Brian, what do you do here?
I'm an engineering specialist.
That's neat. And how about you, Cammie?
I'm a data technician.
All right. So that's your day job, right?
Yeah.
But obviously, you live here, you care about the community, and so in this case, you're out there organizing folks, get them rolling. Bring me through how an operation like this comes together, Brian.
Well, Cammie and I just kind of got together, a month ago or so, and we started talking about it. Last year, we got postponed a few times because of the weather, and this year, we didn't have too much snow, so the ditches were clear, to get going a little bit sooner than we did last year. So With that said, we sent an email out to some of the vendors that we work with and just kind of went from there and seen how many responding we got back, and that's kind of where we got started from.
That's no small deal to organize 100 people and have them go out there and do it. What kinds of, I mean, is it, Cammie, I don't imagine it's just, okay, go clean up a patch. You got to have some plans, some order to this. Walk us through some of the logistics and what you advise these folks to do.
Well, we generally try to stay right along 22, kind of where most of the businesses or the vendors that we have helping us also work. So we logistically clean that area, and then when we bring them in, we do a nice little safety short with them, you know, and try to make sure that they stay safe. You know, that's one of the most important things when we're out there. We're in kind of a dangerous area, so we want to make sure that everybody stays safe and be aware while they're out there, watch their feet placement and that type of thing. So, yeah, we just try to have them go out and have some fun and keep our communities clean. So
you call that a safety short?
A safety short, yeah.
So
just a little brief safety moment so everybody can stay safe. So
that's neat. And, Brian, you know, not only for the group that's doing this with the marathon today, but for folks tomorrow that will start, and in the case of Dickinson, and I'll go through all of these here in a minute, which are all at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, because there's a lot of these all throughout the region. And actually, Dickinson's pickup day is tomorrow. We're going to talk to some folks in the fire department about the events over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, Cammie mentioned safety. Obviously, that's a part of marathon's culture. We know that, and you can do a marvelous job of imparting that on others. But just in general, for folks that are out there picking up the patch, what kind of things should they be concerned about on the safety side?
Well, I guess the easiest way to explain that is anything that you're unsure of, you probably shouldn't pick it up. I mean, obviously, there's dead animals out there. We don't want to touch those. There's stuff that could be in a, you know, a plastic bottle that you don't know what it is, and we actually have flags out there to mark those with, so then the DOT can come back at a later time and pick those up for us. So, but yeah, glass, anything like that, you don't want to be picking that up, don't want to cut yourself. So we just want to go out there and pick the stuff that we can get up out of the ditches and bag it up and have the garbage man come up and pick it up for us later. So
yeah, so now how long will this take you?
Well, we've set aside about 3 hours, so we hope to be done by noon. And then if people get done with their routes in a shorter period of time, we do have some other designated areas that do need some attention around town that we will divert those people to if they get done in a shorter amount of time.
So. All right, so you just about 3 hours of just all these army of folks, about 100 folks canvassing each side of 22.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So you see some bright orange and yellow if you're driving down 22 at the moment. So.
That's what they're doing. They're cleaning up your community. What is this stuff? What are you cleaning up?
It's mostly paper and plastic products that have blown or have been from, you know, the winter, long months of the winter, and the snow just hold it. Now the wind comes up and blows into the ditches, and it just sticks there. So after every winter, that's something that needs to be done.
So it largely is just good old-fashioned spring cleanup.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because I think sometimes people think, oh, you know, oil patch, you know, people just, you know, throw things anywhere, whatever. But really, this is the same stuff everybody has in every community, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just like any other community that you would drive to. You know, it's just cardboard and bags and that type of thing that throughout the winter, you know, litters, you know, the right-of-ways. So you just try to keep it clean and try to get it picked up. So.
Ever done any before and after pictures, Brian?
You know, I think we have probably in the past,
that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it is nice to see once it's done. It's nice to drive down the highway and see it nice and clean, you know, and even around town, there's been some volunteers already throughout town that have picked up certain areas, and they sure look a lot nicer now when you drive down the streets to see some of that areas that they've picked up that are now nice and clean, so.
You know, Zach, so many times when you deal with the policy issues and, you know, different things that are happening, you end up focusing on those things. But, you know, I think we sometimes forget as residents of the state that, number one, we have a robust industry, 81,000 some employees from the industry and related, and they're all neighbors.
Yep.
And their kids are going to school like our kids are going to school, and they're, you know, going to churches in the same places, and, you know, neighbors and everything else, and doing a lot of good. Sometimes we don't hear enough about
that. That's right. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we live in these communities that we operate in. We're all either Dickinson or, for my case, I'm in Bismarck. We're all living in the places that we operate in. These areas that we're cleaning up are important to us. We want to make sure when we're driving to work, we see clean ditches. So we picked this area because it's, you know, right in our backyard, and we want to make sure our neighbors are happy. We want to make sure we're happy. I want to make sure my wife's happy. That's all it has to boils down to area that you live in and making sure that we're good partners in our community and good neighbors.
Exactly. And you don't always hear about it, but you should. So I'm glad we had a chance to talk a little bit about it today and also see it in operation, see it working and going. Now, you mentioned you did this last year. Is this because of the winter and the spring, the good time to do it? I mean, is this once you do that, pretty good, or do you have efforts that go on all year long?
You know, we like to do it at least a couple times a year. Yeah. You know, in spring and fall, that's generally the good times to do it, right? Get it cleaned up right before the snow flies, and then get it picked up right after the snow is melted. So it's good times to do it and get it picked up. And, you know, Marathon has always wanted to keep our community clean. And, you know, these pickup events started for us about spring of 2007. So we've been doing this for a while. And the Pick Up the Patch, I believe, orientated in 2012. So, you know, it's been a good event and things that we've been trying to do for, you know, quite a while ever since Marathon has been a presence in this area. So
that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you guys you want to tell me, Brian?
We are having a lunch at noon that Weatherford is providing for us today, so we sure appreciate them helping us out. And they got some burgers and chicken for us to eat, so we sure appreciate it on their end.
So they went all out, too.
They did, yeah.
Nice big barbecue. So after everybody works hard all morning trying to gather up the garbage, a little barbecue action.
Yep, everyone will be hungry.
Oh, perfect. Thank you to Weatherford. Yep. Very nice. Tammy, how about you? Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, I just, you know, thank you all for listening to us and letting us have this opportunity to talk to you and helping everybody else who's helping throughout the other communities and even within Dickinson. Thank you for you taking your time as well to volunteer and clean up because it is a great effort and it's nice to have everybody help out. So.
And we are going to talk about this from the community perspective as well. We have represented the Dickinson Fire Department just on how grateful they are that people like the good folks in Marathon and others are taking their time to do that. So we'll hear about it from their perspective and tell you about over the next couple of weeks as well. Zach, anything else?
Thanks for joining us here at our office today. Thank you to NDPC, the Petroleum Council, and all their efforts with Pick Up the Patch. One final note, South Hart, July 16th, we're doing our Cook Fest. So hopefully you see this folks here in the Dickinson and greater area. See you there.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, two communities every year for the Cook Fest, so circle a calendar for that.
The other one is July 14th in Alexander.
Okay.
That sound right to you? I know we'll be at the South Hart, so we'll see you guys there.
South Hart and Alexander. It's on the website of NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you all very much. By the way, Newtown has their cleanup going now through the 6th of May, and the folks at WPX Energy are organizing that. You can call them at 627-7200. You want to participate there. I mentioned, of course, that Dickinson is continuing through the 16th as well, and their actual cleanup day is tomorrow. We'll talk more about that with the folks in the fire department here in just a little bit. Watford City cranks up on Saturday. Volunteers gathering there at 8 o'clock. That looks like great fun. All the contact information for these on the website at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Bismarck Mandan, 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Killdeer starts on Saturday and goes through the 9th. They're doing a whole cleanup week in Killdeer. Alexander's on May 11. Tioga's May 13. Stanley's May 20. And Minot is May 22. So, again, check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and you'll find out more information on all of those as well. So that's pretty cool. By the way, tomorrow we'll be in Tioga. We're going to be at the opening of the Tioga Aero Center. The grand opening and fly-in is taking place at the Tioga Airport. And all the festivities start at 3. They have walking tours and airplane displays. You can come on and take a look at the new facility there. But at 4 o'clock, the program begins with ribbon cutting, the dedication, the veterans tribute. There's a free meal catered by the good folks at Hometown Elegance at 5. And they're showing the movie Disney's Planes. The movie Planes. That's the great Disney movie. With some free popcorn at 6. So a lot of fun. If you need more info on that, call 664-3012. Or go to TiogaAero.com, TiogaAero.com, but that'll be at the Tioga Municipal Airport tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We will be there as well for that. We're going to actually be there in the morning, giving you a little preview of all the events that will take place in the afternoon tomorrow on What's on Your Mind for a Friday edition. All right, short break. When we come back, we are going to talk with the folks from the we're going to actually talk to the fire marshal of the city of Dickinson about these efforts and how much they appreciate the help of Marathon Oil and others in cleaning up the fine city of Dickinson. Next on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My gosh, this show has just zoomed right along today. Can't believe we're in our final segment already, but it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just have to do it all over again tomorrow. Do it all over again tomorrow. Can't hardly wait. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You want to give a shout-out to them as well. Need a sprayer? Need anything for a sprayer? Anything in the application industry? One source, one stop, hassle-free, High Plains Apache. They got you covered. They also have the world's largest source now of the ag application parts as part of that ET Ag Center. I mean, a nozzle, a part, or whatever it is, they've got it. They'll have it for you. They have some great financing deals right now. Make it a little easier to pick up some new iron, one of those new sprayers. Okay? So ask them about the low-interest financing. And if you want to go with a used unit, they've got some great great deals right now on used self-propelled sprayers. HighPlainsApache.com is the website. Call them at Mandan, 701-663-2375. Stop and see them in Fargo, Extra Frontier, just south of Fargo off I-29 52nd Avenue South, or in Madison, South Dakota. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Todd, Mr. IT man, the last couple of days. He's been unavoidably detained here on the What's on Your Mind program. All right. We better get to Deb because her battery is low, they tell me. Deb is our next guest on the program, and she is the fire marshal for the city of Dickinson. Deb, how are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. I wanted to visit with you just a little bit. We just talked with the folks from Marathon Oil. They got 100-plus folks out there between the Marathon employees and the vendors and partners and others that are cleaning up the stretch between the interstate and Marathon's headquarters here on 22. From the perspective of someone at the city, what does that feel like? What is that like to have this army of people out there cleaning up your city?
It feels great. In fact, I just saw them. I just got back to the fire hall here, and they're out in full force doing their due diligence to clean up that roadway they're working on. It looks wonderful.
I know you have plans for this event to go for a while in Dickinson, and actually cleanup day tomorrow. That's the best, isn't it? I love that cleanup day.
Yep.
Feels like a free pass to just, you know, clean out the garage and get rid of the works, right?
Exactly.
And I know you're the fire marshal. I mean, you know, we can tend to be a little bit of pack rats, and that isn't the best approach. Tell us why cleanup week is important for the fire marshal.
Well, I can tell you in the city of Dickinson, the fire department's been hosting this event since the 70s. And it always comes down to, of course, we'd like to prevent the fires in the first place. And one of those is our fuel load that we can accumulate, just like you've mentioned. And to clean out the trash, the rubbish, those items that we don't really need, because it helps prevent the spread of fire. I mean, we can get it knocked down faster that way if it's not burning as hot. It also makes the community look wonderful, and everybody takes kind of ownership. If you've kind of sweated it out a little bit and cleaning it, you kind of take care of it better, I think.
It's a good point. I mean, I love cleanup week just for the fact that, you know, it's an opportunity to just get rid of stuff and just think a little bit about it and make it hassle-free. Put it to the broom and it's gone. But I've never thought of it from the perspective of what you've just described as being a risk. But I think that's any certain places we should look and maybe think about closets. Where are the trouble spots?
Well, I guess our garages seem to accumulate things. For whatever reason, mechanical rooms, I think, in our homes kind of collect items, which you don't really want in the mechanical room, where if you have a furnace that is using natural gas, or if you have propane, you want to stay away from items that might be flammable. You know, a lot of our cleaning supplies seem to go there, or paint cans or paint thinners. Those are areas you want to watch. Gasoline in the garage, if you can get it out of the garage and into a shed. Propane bottles, things like that. Leaves, grass clippings, tree branches. Even making sure the tree branches aren't touching the roof or the neighbor's fence or things like that. Try to make a natural fire barrier, right? If it's not touching, we can kind of separate that from flames jumping faster from combustible to combustible.
And if you've been motivated by the good folks from Marathon here and the others that are out doing this good work today and want to, do your part, you can call the Dickinson Fire Department. Because this community cleanup event really goes through the next 2 weeks. There's plenty of time to pick a day. And they call the department at 456-7625, 701-456-7625, and we'll be assigned an area to clean up. Right, Deb?
That is correct. We try to keep track of it so we're not sending people to the same area. If there's enough out there for everybody to go and grab and pick up. Garbage bags are available at the department, the Chamber of Commerce, and at the West River Community Center for the event. Those were donated by the Dickinson Park and Rec Department here in our city. And then, of course, the Baylor Building is involved here in our city by picking up the bags that are collected, if need be, if you're cleaning a roadway. There's also the Baylor Building is open on those Saturdays during our spring cleanup from May 1 through May 16 from 7 in the morning until noon. And if they have more, if they need more information about what they'll collect and what they'll take, they can dial 701-456-7776.
And tomorrow, Central Fire Station, Chamber of Commerce, or West River Community Center has the free trash bags and the T-shirts for pickup. There's going to be a barbecue organized by the North Dakota Petroleum Council for all the volunteers tomorrow. So tomorrow is the big day. Find out all the details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, or better yet, give Deb and the crew a call at the fire department. Fire Marshal of the City of Dickinson, Deb Barrels, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Deb. God bless you, folks. Gotta go.
On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, 4 for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce barrel of fun chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.